Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Thank you so much for joining us. Open phones right now. The government clearly is preparing to frame the American people for terror attacks. That's 100% clear. They're saying the biggest threat now is domestic groups. This is how they want to shut down political dissent in this country. We're taking your calls. I'm going to get into the banking takeover part two and a lot more in this hour. But right now, let's talk to Ron in Texas. Ron, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you. I want to call attention to all the people in Nevada to be very vigilant in what's going on within the next 3 months, because it's going to happen. It may be a nuke. It may not, but it's going to happen in Nevada.
I'm going to get into that. I mean, the feds were going to have a secret, unannounced nuke attack in multiple areas of Nevada, especially Las Vegas. And then that got out of a city website. Now FEMA's ordering websites to take it down.
And the publicintelligence.net is the website where those documents were leaked. There's also the NLE 10 training manual, which I sent to you on your show tips.
Yes, sir. We posted it last week and again yesterday with articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Yeah, but it's going to break everything down. The possibility that I see, it's not going to be probably in a highly populated area. It's going to be more toward the what they consider the Shoshone, Western Shoshone area, where there was actually historically nuclear testing done there. But they're going to try and relate that possibly to some sort of in south of the border insurgency of a improvised nuclear device. That's what IND is in those documents.
That's right. They have been hyping that nukes are being brought across in Nevada and Arizona for a long time, and now we learn secret FEMA documents of a drill of improvised nuclear device going off there, and now FEMA's freaking out, saying get these NLE 010 off everybody's websites, and even trying to tell Christian Science Monitor and others not to talk about it. So they're definitely upset for a reason, and this fits into, right on time, Obama's fear-mongering about the number one threat being a nuke attack by a terror group inside the U.S., and the FBI says that could be a domestic group. I mean, how much more cut and dry does this have to get?
I don't know, Alex. It's so obvious, because what happened today 15 years ago was my 9/11. I was there on the ground, and I helped pull those 19 children out. So seeing this is just too obvious for people to miss. We can't get sidetracked. We need to respond to the red alert and let everybody know what's going on.
Tell folks what you were doing 15 years ago in Oklahoma City.
I was working as clearing out the rubble and doing search and rescue.
And, of course, they killed some police officers and others that exposed it was an inside job who were there that day, like Terrence Yakey. And, of course, the BATF showed up seconds after in their full bomb gear telling medics to put bandages on them for non-existent wounds and that they'd been on the ninth floor. Did you hear any of that buzz at the time?
Yes, I did, actually.
What about the bombs being removed on the local news?
Those were not defused. They were still fused. But what happened was when the initial blast that was set off, you had the truck and then that second one right after it. They were almost consecutive. It basically rendered the other two devices useless. They didn't do it right. This was a lesson learned for them to go on into what happened in 9/11. And now what's happening into 9/11 is also being AAR'd into what's going to happen probably within the next 3 months.
Did you work in law enforcement or were you a medical person?
No, I was actually a member of the Oklahoma National Guard at that time. My job was demolitions and explosions.
I've interviewed police officers. I've interviewed the foreman of the grand jury. I mean, all this is on record. It was on the local news, the unexploded bombs, columns further back blown out. Ron, when we come back, tell folks as a member of the Oklahoma Guard at the time what you witnessed inside the building, okay?
Okay.
Stay there, Ron. And we'll go to Kevin, Curtis, Joe, Rocco.
Remain in your houses. the President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the Revolutionary War against the British got kicked off on April 19th. And the feds torched the Waco women and children and men on April 19th. A couple years later, they blew up the Oklahoma City building on April 19th. And it's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, 1997, 13 years ago. It's in Road to Tyranny. It has the most detailed 45 minutes of that three-hour film. The eyewitnesses, I've interviewed the grand jurors, the foreman of the grand jury, police officers, FBI agents, lawyers involved, federal affidavits, McVeigh being U.S. government, Terry Nichols being U.S. government, sworn affidavits, it's even been in mainstream newspapers, Iraqi Republican Guard brought in by U.S. intelligence who'd been trained in the 80s by the CIA were involved. That way they had a fallback group of patsies. They didn't go with that story of domestic extremists supposedly working with Iraqis. Now they're pushing it all again, saying not a question of if but when, because the Tea Parties are criticizing the government. We are racist who hate black people, and we're going to blow things up. Total setup. They've been caught dressed up like Nazis, and it goes a lot further than that. And so everything Ron was saying, he was saying that he was a caller. Ron from Texas was saying he was Oklahoma National Guard at the time and was in there, and they were dismantling the bombs that didn't detonate and pulling out the survivors. But that's all on the local news. The governor, before he'd been tipped to shut up, you know, well, there they are removing other bombs, and columns in the back were blown out the furthest away from the Ryder truck. Columns right in front of the Ryder truck weren't blown. They had blast points. The former head of Air Force Weapons Development went there, gave press conferences, said, look at these video stills, these photos. These are blast points blown off at an angle. Then they used Control Demolition Incorporated to blow up the rest of the building and then take it to a landfill. They mixed concrete in with it and have armed guards there guarding it to this day, even though it's 10 feet under the ground. And that was done to blame the American people and say, you're not going to have states' rights. You're not going to have a move to nullify what the feds are doing. You're not going to say no to the UN taking over our national parks and the assault weapons ban. No. You criticize us, you're terrorists. So Ron from Texas, everything you were saying checked out from all the witnesses that we've interviewed by name. And, of course, we cover that in the films. That's why history's important, folks. That's why Road to Tyranny is so important. But Ron, tell folks what you saw when you got there, what you witnessed.
What I witnessed was that side of the Mirafield Federal Building was completely blown out. There was no possible way that was a rider truck caused by itself. You could, anybody with my experience with demolitions from the Army.
Well, pieces of the building were blown the opposite direction through the rider truck onto the roof of another building across the street.
Exactly. And the way the rubble went across the street, the rider truck, if it had gone off, it would have pushed everything forward into the building. But everything was outside, into the street, covered up exactly, you know, approximately where the rider truck was at. Some of the pieces of the rider truck were covered into that rubble. They ended up, if I remember right, the news report said they got a VIN number off of the rear axle of the truck. The VIN number could have been pulled off of any body piece that they'd gotten off that truck. It necessarily couldn't have been the rear axle. The rear axle would have been demolished when that truck went off. Just because of where the explosives in the truck were placed.
And, of course, the seismographs picked up the two explosions. The eyewitnesses saw the ATF show up seconds after in full gear, saying they'd been on the ninth floor. The ninth floor was gone. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, and the reaction of the bomb techs that were coming out there were quick. I mean, it was almost as if, like when the Joe Stack incident happened, you know, you had the emergency response crews already right there for some odd reason, you know. And
so what were people saying on the ground that day? Because we know police officers and others went public and said this was an inside job, and then they got murdered.
Well, I can tell you that some of the survivors we talked to, they were just totally disoriented. They had no idea what it was. What happened, there was a few of them that said they seen a truck pull up, stop, and some guys got out. There were others that were further into the office that really didn't see anything, were just there and just happened to be caught in an explosion. But at that point in time, nobody really came out and said anything that I talked to that they thought it was an inside job that I talked to personally. They didn't mention anything about that. They were more concerned about other people.
No, I'm saying after the fact, when you're going through the rubble, you talked about other devices in the buildings.
Mm-hmm. Now, going through the rubble, they were concerned. They didn't want us to go in right away because one of the, I want to say he was a federal law enforcement. It's been a while since it's happened, so it's kind of hard to remember. But they didn't want us to go in right away because they were telling us that there was a possible secondary device.
Yeah, that was on the news. They said no one's allowed to go in because of secondary devices. Then it shows the bomb squad pull in, and the governor says they removed at least three other devices. I mean, that's all on television when it happened. Then, of course, you have all the, 16 video cameras from the YMCA and from a credit union and from other facilities. The feds all seized those, and FBI agents told the LA Times about a year later that, yes, it showed John Doe number 2, but they were told to shut up, and they declared national security on all those videos. Now they claim all the cameras malfunctioned or having their tapes changed that day. So just another incredible example of cover-ups.
Exactly. But I really wanted to bring this out because what is starting to come up within the next 3 months is going to end up being the same way. Because 9/11 and what happened 15 years ago were very obvious to those of us that have been awoke and seen everything and know what's going on, know how to read between the lines of everything that's being told. With my experience from being in the military as a demolitions expert, if, and I'm just saying if this was to go into a nuclear false flag, it's going to be within a kilo, no more than probably a 10 kiloton blast. Anything larger than that would not constitute an improvised nuclear device. We actually had in our arsenal at one time a W-54 warhead, which was nicknamed the Davy Crockett, and it yielded between 1 and 10 kilotons, which compared to a megaton blast, that's, you know, significantly small, which could be a right size blast for something of this type.
Yeah, the Davy Crockett looks like a rocket launcher, and it's mounted on a tripod, and two guys, a two-man team, can move it and use it, and it was supposedly designed in case the Russians poured across from Eastern Europe into Western Europe. It's something that overwhelmed ground forces would use to stop major armor divisions from overrunning their positions. We know there's a lot of other suitcase nuke-type devices that have been developed, and I'm going to cover this after we take some more calls later in the hour before Max Kaiser joins us. But we have up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it's in Paul Watson's article, Establishment Exploits OKC Bombing Victims to Push Extremist Threat Propaganda. Why are you so concerned about NLE-010, the secret FEMA drill that the documents have now leaked? Mainstream news has it. FEMA admits that these are real documents where they're planning in Nevada multiple unannounced improvised nuclear device detonations. We know they use drills to cover their operations in case other groups of government that are surveilling them, thinking they're terrorists, catch them. They say it's only part of a drill. Why are you so concerned about this?
Basically because what happened at Oklahoma City, there were FEMA agents there, and they were photographing and taking notes. And my understanding, too, if you look back at what was going on at the time with the states wanting to bring up their state sovereignty and everything in 95, when Clinton was president, and now with the movement that's going on now, everything is just coinciding with each other, and it's almost an exact duplicate of what happened 15 years ago as far as the political ground.
And remember, 15 years ago, 16 years ago, they had the same lead-up, almost identical propaganda. They're following a blueprint, and there's no doubt they are strongly considering setting off a nuke, blaming it on Iran or domestic groups, or bombing federal buildings, blaming it on domestics, setting off a nuke, and blaming it on Iran.
Yep. And with what you reported yesterday about what was going on in West Texas, that even more adds to the fact that, okay, this could be the scenario for this to go off on, where they came up through Mexico, they didn't get everybody, the nuke got through somehow, and it went off.
And that's what the CIA has been promoting through alternative news websites and different private intelligence groups, that this is going to happen. Can you imagine the power that this fear-mongering and this event will give the globalists to come after the American people if they do set a nuke off?
It's mind-boggling, Alex, what this is going to end up. I mean, we've got Presidential Directive 51, which will allow him to declare national disaster and implement the arm of FEMA, and from there it'll just go downhill.
And in the last 2 years, they've gotten the grid in to take down the web, either entirely or selectively. They've got their full system in place right now for the first time ever, and it appears that they are moving right now. In fact, it's crystal clear this is what's happening. Sir, I appreciate your call. We're going to come back with Kevin, Curtis, Joe, Rocco, and others. I'm Alex Jones. We'll get into NLE-010 and the false flag nuke attack after we take some more calls.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of the tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You heard the last caller. He put it very succinctly. It's an almost exact replay of 93, 94, 95. The pre-programming, the demonization of the American people, the demonization of gun owners ahead of a terror attack. And going back and looking over what happened, the Patriots were warning at the time they were being set up. And McVeigh went all over the country. He went to Waco. He went to militia groups. He went to gun shows so they could tie him into that at the time. They're going to do the exact same thing again. This is guaranteed. I hope listeners understand how real this is, and we've got to get the word out. As Bill Clinton said on Wolf Blitzer, oh, these conspiracy theorists weren't this powerful in 95, though. See, they're very concerned that we now are challenging them and the people listen to us and not to them. And so they're probably going to go ahead and launch their attack. I would tell the globalists not to do it, but this is what they do. They hate the American people. They hate our rights. They hate our freedom. Why did Al-Qaeda attack us? Because they're CIA and they hate our freedom. It's true. Let's talk to Kevin in Maryland. Kevin, you're on the air.
Alex, you asked a question about what are we doing to fulfill our part in spreading the message. And I used to work for a defense contractor here in Baltimore. When I woke up about 2 years ago, I quit my job and I started playing music. And I drive around city to city handing out your DVDs and your information and speaking to people. This last weekend, we had two shows in New Jersey. I wasn't able to hand out one DVD on Friday night because everybody in the audience either owned your DVD or had already seen it. The next day, we drove to Philadelphia to promote for our next show on Saturday. When we got there, there was a tea party at Independence Hall. We walked around. We talked to young black guys, old grandmas. Most of the people there had heard of InfoWars, had seen the DVDs, or were very receptive to it. That night, we went and played our show in New Jersey. Sure enough, the lead singer of the first band that was on stage had an End the Fed t-shirt, InfoWars.com. They were handing out stickers. And I just want to tell the people, give them some insight of how many people are truly awake out there. It gave me a lot of hope. And I think everybody that's listening to you, it doesn't stop there. They need to go out and they need to talk about it. They need to do exactly what we're doing. Spread the DVDs, because now the responsibility is on us to get the word out in the underground.
And now the people are ready to be awakened. Now the people don't trust the government. You know, that headline last week that the news covered, it's popular now to hate the government. Ron Paul now is in a dead heat with Obama in multiple national polls. He's winning or coming in second place in all the big Republican straw polls. The system is scared, so they're going to stage something to try to blame it on us. And so now is the time to get the word out like never before. And yes, we've had a giant impact, but we have to now leverage that impact and accelerate that impact, because the controllers know we're turning the tide. They know that if things continue peacefully, we're going to be able to fix things and take our country back at the state level. And every day that passes, true Americans get in a better position. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Kevin. Very exciting. You know, I also hear the media keep saying there's not a lot of black people at these tea parties. There's not a lot of black people. Well, I go watch the videos, and you might see 5% of the crowd is black. Maybe 6% on average. And maybe another 5-6% is Hispanic. And that's only about half, you know, demographically, half of the Hispanics, half of the blacks that should be there. But I'll tell you this. I've been to city councils all over the country giving speeches. I've been at state houses in Texas and several other states giving speeches on other issues over the last 14 years. And it's almost always mainly white people. And predominantly you'll see more Hispanics there than you see black people per their population level. What are Hispanics? 15-16% of the population growing. Blacks are 12%. White people, for whatever reason, maybe because statistically they're more middle class, at least in the past they were. That's not the case anymore. I've seen the national numbers. Everybody's becoming poor. You know, that's this New World Order. That's NAFTA and GATT. So basically everyone's being lowered, not raised. But that's another reason you do see mainly white people, is because historically, for whatever reason, a lot of times blacks and Hispanics are intimidated by police because they've been beaten. Going back to the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, for whatever reason, statistically, police, for whatever reason, feel like it's open season on blacks or Hispanics in some cases, even more than whites. Cops sometimes think, I guess, whites are more middle class, might be able to sue them. But that's another reason. But the biggest reason you're not seeing the numbers of blacks we should be seeing at these events is the media for over a year has been saying it's a bunch of Ku Klux Klan members at tea parties trying to scare blacks from coming. And that's the divide and conquer. And it is just absolutely, totally, and completely despicable as they try to keep us away from each other. But it's not going to work any longer. That's why the feds have created all these Klan groups and white supremacist groups to try to own the anti-establishment movement.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War came along.
All right, I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment, but I want to just give you an overview here.
Before the Beatles.
Instead of just desperately sitting up here screaming and yelling and warning people. I mean, we know it's coming. We've seen it before. We know their blueprint. We know their MO. We know how they operate. I'm here knowing that offshore banks that run our country are going to stage terror attacks and blame it on the American people. I'm an American. I love the Republic. I love this country. And I'm so sick of the propagandist up there saying, oh, if you say the government stages terror, you're not a patriot. Look at all the criminal things the government's done. It's been caught staging terror. It's been caught planning terror. It's in Army manuals how to stage terror. This is what they do, and they're doing it here domestically. And it's bigger than Obama. It's the people that control him. And they're playing the exact same script that they ran in the early 1990s leading up to 1995, 15 years ago today. Now, separately, up on Infowars.com, we have this article from Public Intelligence. Why is FEMA trying to cover up NLE-10? Now, what was NLE09? We covered this yesterday. You just type NLE, NLE09, and the first link's FEMA. This was not secret. It was with troops and governments from 14 nations, including Australia, Mexico, Canada, the United Kingdom. And they did drills working with local police, the feds, and foreign merc groups to take on the American people. And they have a lot of these drills that are secret. Some are in plain view to condition the public, to train the public to accept total federalization. Now, along comes NLE-010. And FEMA, a local county out in Nevada, as well as a city, posted NLE-010 on their website, thinking it wasn't secret. And FEMA came to them and said, remove it. Now they're contacting the media, saying you need to remove this information. What does the information say? You can go read it right now. The FEMA document, 10 pages. It says they're going to stage unannounced, simulated, improvised nuclear device attacks in Nevada. And the issue here is they are all over the place trying to shut this up. They do not want this in the news. Here's just one news outfit that was contacted. Public Intelligence has received a request from FEMA to remove for official use only document regarding the National Level Exercise 2010, NLE-010, which was scheduled for this coming May. The exercise was to be based on National Planning Scenario 1, which simulates a nuclear detonation in a U.S. city. However, recent political pressure has led to the exercise being scaled back. Yeah, this was a secret operation. It may have been just a drill, or they may have staged the nuke attack. And then if anybody tried to investigate federal involvement, they just said, oh, yeah, we just so happened to be running a drill at the exact same place, exact same time. They were running drills in Mumbai, India, when they ran the attack. They were running drills in 7-7 in London in 2005. They were running drills on 9-11. They were running drills in Oklahoma City. That had come out at the time. They denied it. Now it's been declassified. The FBI counterterrorism chiefs were there in Oklahoma City for a full week. That's mainstream news. That's all in Watson's new article that's out today. So, in fact, just get Tarpley back on tomorrow. He's one of the best at explaining how they use dupes, how they use patsies, and why they use drills. They also use the drill funding many times to fund the actual terror attack. You understand how that works? So they do the same thing. They have handbooks. They drill this over and over again. And they also run the drills. So again, the NSA, Army Intelligence, Naval Intelligence, InfoPol 9, Echelon, all these systems pick up the chatter. And so not only have they bust operatives getting ready to launch the attack, they can say it's part of a drill, stand down, but also it creates so much chatter that when they're running the real attack, they can just tell the NSA, oh, no, stand down, that's just part of a drill. Take NORAD on 9-11. The tapes have been released by the FAA being told, stand down at NORAD, it's just part of a drill. And the FAA air traffic controllers are on the line with NORAD going, but there's real attacks going on. I've got simulations overlaid with the real attack. What is going on here? I've never seen drills like this during real life. I mean, we know. So you get a secret FEMA drill of nukes going off, and notice you've got Obama at the same time the last 2 weeks saying the number one threat is nukes going off in the U.S. Domestic groups are now as big a threat as Al-Qaeda. They're working with Al-Qaeda. They're the evil Tea Parties. They want to nuke us. Yeah, the Tea Parties now want to nuke America. I mean, and we're all wearing Nazi underwear, okay? I mean, how asinine and clear does this have to get for people? I mean, I told you a month ago they had people dressed up like Nazis. Now it's in the AP. You think they just stop with having people dress up like Nazis to go to our rallies? You think they're just going to stop there? No, they don't stop there. They run the white supremacist groups. They run the black supremacist groups. They run the Muslim extremist groups. Makes me sick. Public Intelligence has received a request from FEMA to remove for official use only document regarding the National Level Exercise 2010 NLE-10. Which was scheduled for this coming May. The exercise was to be based on a National Planning Scenario 1, which simulates a nuclear detonation in a U.S. city. However, recent political pressure has led to the exercise being scaled back, according to the Washington Post, Christian Science Monitor. There's links to those. And a variety of other publications. At the behest of Senator Harry Reid, the exercise in Nevada's events have reportedly been canceled, and the FEMA website now shows no mention of NLE-10. On top of this, the Obama administration has recently been emphasizing the threat of a domestic nuclear attack. President Obama's remarks at the Nuclear Security Summit on April 13, 2010 emphasized that the threat of terrorists using nuclear weapons inside major metropolitan cities is one of the greatest threats that the world faces. So, see, the Cold War is over for them, folks, so they've decided a new enemy. It's called gun-owning Americans. You like that? The whole Pentagon now aimed at you. And as soon as you get out of the military, they're now putting codes on driver's license nationwide under the Real ID Act that tell them that you're a veteran or a gun owner. And I got an email about this. In fact, it's here in my stack. I'm trying to dig it out. I got an email about this a few days ago, and I went and looked it up and confirmed most states it's secret. But in Ohio, they put it right on the driver's license. And it was supposedly where troops would opt in or veterans, but now they already know you're a vet, and people are asking, vets are calling up saying, why does it say I'm a vet on my driver's license? That's like wearing a yellow star. But they tell you it's a benefit. Oh, no, it's marking people. I'll dig it out. It's in one of my stacks here. I can't keep track of it all anymore. Oh. And it just gets more and more insane. You can just Google military logo on Ohio driver's license, and you'll pull it up. And they're going to the Veterans of Foreign Wars outfits and making them register 100-year-old rifles and handguns, 150-year-old cannons. They're putting a list of gun owners on federal list. It's just unbelievable. So you've got FEMA trying to cover up NLE 10. And you read the FEMA document. Nathan Rogers, National Exercise Division, DHS FEMA headquarters, National Level Exercise 10, NLE 10, exercise overview for official use only. And it says, reflective of past exercise lessons learned pertaining to nuclear scenarios, that's on page 2, campaign of events, talks about 2 no-notice, near-simultaneous IND detonations. So it doesn't even say simulated. It says 2 no-notice, near-simultaneous IND detonations, improvised nuclear device. Credible threat to the NCR leading to Eagle Horizon component. Man, we're in trouble. And then it gives the dates they're going to run all these. May 1st through May 9th is the first wave. Then late June, around the 20th. Then September 11th, they have a drill September 11th. Then they have another drill on November 3rd. And they have more drills in the middle of November. It just has marks on the calendar. Doesn't give specific dates. That was 09, excuse me. Let me give you the drill dates this year. They've got them in April 22nd, May 8th through May 9th, this is 2010, and then late May around the 22nd, and then another one around June 20th, June 18th, and then another one around June 27th. And then another in late July, and it runs out at August. Oh. So sick of living in a country run by psycho terrorists who've stolen trillions of dollars, do whatever they want, and think of us as their slaves and just commit all these crimes, and then we're the bad guys because we know what they're doing. We understand their game plan. Let's talk to Curtis in Montana. Curtis, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I live over here in a small town in eastern Montana, probably about 5,000 people. And the nearest town to ours is about 70 miles away in any direction, and about 10,000 people. We have a small airport here. You can't land jets, only airplanes, you know. Well, anyway, about 2 weeks ago, we started seeing, you know, you see about one jet trail a week here. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I get up and it's sunny out, blue skies. I start seeing all these jet trails going back and forth in the sky, and they're getting real wide and kind of going together. So
weather modification, chemtrailing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I get on the internet.
It's been declassified. It's been declassified. The White House admits they're doing it, but no one ever goes and looks at all the admissions. They only pass around theories.
Yeah, well, it's definitely strange, like I said, for this area. And I couldn't. So anyway, I get up Saturday this week. The blue, totally blue sky. I get up, I see the same thing. And I mean, there's so many jet trails across the sky, I couldn't count them. So I get my wife up, and because I thought maybe I was being paranoid. Get my wife up, and she looks at it, you know, and she doesn't, I don't know about any of this. And she was, you know, she thought that was extremely strange. But then, it's cloudy for half a day, and then, they go away. Then they stuck around 4 or 5 hours.
I hear you, Curtis. I appreciate your call. You know, I'm really trying to take calls on the nuke attack and on them demonizing the Patriot movement and Clinton saying he sure hopes another Oklahoma City doesn't happen to shut us up. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I think we've lost the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, and the Civil War because I see no difference between 1775 and now. I mean, we've got a central bank, central owns our tollways, we have secret king courts, we've made government the sovereign instead of us. But I have a July 4th contest idea, a what 1776 really means. I think we really have to take back Independence Day as what it really means instead of...
It doesn't mean getting drunk and eating hot dogs and shooting fireworks, no matter how much fun that is.
Right. Exactly. We have to take this serious because I'm serious. The British are here. I mean, it's almost like we fast-forwarded 200 years and nothing changed. I mean, we've got Brits running the place. We have this economic system going to hell. I mean, what did we fight the Revolutionary War for? What are we going to
have
left?
For the modicum of private property rights we got that's now being eroded, Joe, I appreciate your call. By the way, I forgot to cover this, but this was in, I think, the Statesman last week. Will you guys Google it? Stimulus money going to toll roads. And so you pay stimulus money. They then come in to existing roads and turn them into toll roads and pay the toll road company to repave the roads. So again, you're paying to have your toll roads, to have your roads turn into toll roads. It's just, that's what I mean. I can't even keep track of the illegalness of this. And the article went on to admit there's a federal law against that, but they don't care. It's just criminals at every level robbing and looting everything. And they're all getting away with it, so why not go 10 times more crazy? Why not just take everybody's pension funds? Why not just blow some stuff up and blame it on the people when they complain? It's very elementary. Rocco in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Had a question about 9/11 relevant to the current situation. The plane that was shot down in Shanksville, that was supposed to hit the Capitol, right?
Well, it was going for that or Building 7. It could have gone either place.
If it hit the Capitol, were they planning coast-to-coast martial law?
Absolutely. That's why 2 days before AP reported that Jeb Bush had prematurely declared for the first time martial law in Florida ahead of a national disaster.
Okay. In this scenario, it seems like if they go with, 5 or 10 kiloton nukes, it hits 3 or 4 cities. It seems to me they'd have to lock down the country region by region because even the people that are asleep, if, let's say, there's an attack in Illinois, only why would the people in Texas accept martial law? So, you know, what's your thoughts? I don't think they could do coast to coast unless.
Well, no. They'll start shutting down internet freedom. They'll start arresting some of the people they want to. They'll launch a new war against Iran, and it'll just be a further process. We're already under martial law when they secretly arrest citizens, when they have FEMA camps, when they have cameras everywhere, federalized police, when foreign troops are in here doing drills at the G20, the banker owners come in and they attack old ladies with police dogs for no reason. We're under martial law now. It's what increment of martial law? And this will take us to the next level.
Go hot. In other words, to say, okay, everybody has to hand their guns in. It seems like they'd have to do that region by region to get compliance.
Well, it's going to be, again, they're going to phase that in with more police being attacked, blaming it on the American people, provocateuring some real events. It's a process, but imagine, they could go completely hot overnight with nukes going off. And they've been drilling for it and preparing for it. And then they just shut off the economy for a few months. People start starving in the streets. There's a total economic depression. The banks take over the economy even more and then play the part of the saviors. But yes, they're looking at it right now. They probably already got their nukes in place. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad.
Domestic terrorist, as big a threat as Al-Qaeda, says FBI head Robert Mueller, citing the MIAC and Homeland Land Security reports. Veterans, returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, land rights groups, anti-abortion advocates, anti-Federal Reserve groups. You don't like Goldman Sachs running all the regulatory positions, robbing you? You're a terrorist. And Bill Clinton sure hopes there doesn't need to be an attack to make you shut up. Who stands to gain from that attack? Who's been propagandizing about this attack? Right on time for April. I told you that I learned that all five cable networks have been 24/7 the last year producing for April. They told me April, the two I talked to, and I discovered the others were doing it, for late April into May. And now you see it. They've been producing this for a year. They've been given the word to get ready for this propaganda operation. This is staged. We know this is staged, period. That's why it's more important than ever that we educate people. When we talk about the films, your purchase of the videos also funds our operation here so we can continue our work and hopefully expand. I want to thank all those that have become PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to thank all those that have ordered the documentary films. We're now been shipping out for a week plus Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. It's getting great reviews. Shows people who the real government is, the criminal and legitimate government, how they operate. And coming out Wednesday at PrisonPlanet.tv and start shipping tomorrow, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, the camps, the shadow government, how it operates, how they stage terror, what happened at the G20. It's all covered in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. It hits in 48 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv. Order the highest quality DVD that has all the expanded extras on it. Get it. Make copies. It's over 3 hours of material total. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Infowars.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Get Invisible Empire. Get Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Get them out to everyone. Get Fall the Republic. It gives people the full spectrum analysis of what we're dealing with here. I mean, this isn't even a radio show, folks. I joke around and have some fun in the past because I do this 4 hours a day, but it's not fun. It's not a joke. It's not a game. It's the real world. We are in so much trouble. We have such an illegitimate, criminal, out-of-control, supposed federal government, openly run and hijacked by private roundtable groups, offshore banks. I mean, it is so horrible. They are just looting the daylights out of us. We're in a depression. They're stalling that news going out while they get their new wars going and their police state grid in place. And it's just all coming together. The takeover of the environment, the takeover of industry, the takeover of the internet, the takeover of the auto industry, the takeover of the states, the takeover of the local police, the takeover of everything. And we're standing up and saying it's illegitimate, it's illegal, it's wrong, it's bad. Prosecute the bankers, get America back. And they're saying, oh, you're racist that are going to blow up buildings. I mean, how much more obvious does it have to get of how much trouble we're in? That's the only card they can play is false flag terrorism. I've been warning you about this because I know their game plan, and now you're living it. You're seeing it. You have to be dumber than a box of rocks to not realize what is happening right now. You'd have to be living on Pluto to not see what's going on and how disgusting Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and the neocons are. They're all in it together, ladies and gentlemen. And it's disgusting. This is serious. Max Kaiser, your phone call straight ahead.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.